My first kiss happened during the first snow of my sophomore year in high school. Rose and I were in her little silver car. We had just left a party and were sitting in the dark of my driveway, silently watching the snowfall. We didn't say goodbye like we usually did. The air felt heavy as we listened to the car, like I was stuck to the passenger seat and couldn't get out. Is that what she was feeling? Why she couldn't say goodnight and put her car in reverse? At the time, the only answer I could think of was to lean in for a kiss. As I walked up my driveway, I saw her headlights pull away. It was just me and the lampposts and the snow. The center of my chest was tight, but in a good way. I could feel my heartbeat when I touched the spot. I always feel like that when it snows, but it was bigger this time. Walking through unexpected snow makes me feel like I'm the most important person in the world. Like the beauty is happening just for me. Like no matter what happens, this piece of good is mine. The kiss felt the same way. She broke up with me a week later. My name's Catherine, and I've been thinking about how weird first kisses are. Everyone I know has a story to tell, each of them so different and yet so similar. When I was younger, I was always told that your first kiss is better the longer you wait, but is there any truth to that? Can we really rank our first kisses like that? To look into this, I decided to start with my roommate, Abby.
I was never one of those people that cared about when. I'm sure there were times when I was like, are we kidding? I'm fucking 20. Oops. Am I allowed to swear? Okay.
Abby had her first kiss after her sophomore year of college. She was on a second date with a guy she'd end up seeing for a couple months.
We were at this park that's like on the water, like on the ocean, and it was sunset. So like the sky was like pink and purple, and it's like in that moment he wanted to kiss me because he goes, you know, that cloud looks like a teddy bear. And I was like, what did you just say? And then he was like, oh, I'm just trying to think of something romantic to say. And I was like, oh, okay. We get back to my house. It's nighttime, it's dark out. And he's like, you know, dancing around on his feet. He's like nervous. And he's like, oh, I'm not supposed to ask. I shouldn't ask, right? Like, what do you do? I was like, I don't fucking know. We make the rules as we go. You can ask. And so he did. He's like, oh, can I kiss you? And I was like, yes. And it was short. It was like a little peck. Neither of us knew what we were doing. It was both of our first kisses. It's weird and awkward and like perfect because it's the first, like who cares? And then these headlights flash in our driveway and I'm like, oh my gosh. And my sister pulls down the driveway, gets out of her car, and she's just like, hi guys, what's up? Like just starts talking to us and we're both standing there like probably our faces beat red because we're just like, we're caught, we're gonna, you know, whatever. Yeah, and then he just went home after that. But then also I remember going to bed that night and just like kept touching my lips because I was like, did I really just have my fucking first kiss? And I think because I had waited so long and I thought about it for so long, I was like, aren't I supposed to feel like changed by this? And I guess I didn't. It just felt like a normal next step. Over time, kissing got better. And it definitely got to that point where it was like the movie kisses, you know, like we're in a hot tub in the rain and at night and kissing and like stuff like that. It definitely got better.
She may not have been in a rush to reach her first kiss, but Abby definitely felt the pressure growing up.
I feel like there is a certain value that's given to first kiss. It's like, oh, you didn't have your first kiss at 12?
Which might have had something to do with our next story.
So I'm Lynn, I'm a senior, And I had my first kiss at 13.
You sound like you're on a like game show.
Lynn had been dating Bruno for a couple months when she lost her patience.
I was goal-oriented. I didn't really care about him in like a romantic sense, but I cared about having my first kiss. I wanted it. We were all at his house in this basement. I was going into closets whispering with my best friend Katie, being like, I want my first kiss tonight. And she was like, okay, we'll make it work. And mind you, weeks leading up to this, I had been trying to get him to do it. And he had been trying to get me to do it. Because neither of us really wanted to. This whole night was like a heist. So like we'd be playing like spin the bottle, but then we'd do a cheek kiss because we're nervous. Then like someone locked us in a closet together at some point. We're both like, what do we do? And then someone dared us to play 7 Minutes in Heaven. We were pretending, we were like, oh, wow, kissing, huh? And then I looked to my friend Katie and I shook my head no. Come the end of the night, it still hasn't happened yet. I'm watching all these people file out. This has got to happen. I'm not, like, I can't. I'm gonna dump him. I don't want to. I'm very happy. What if we get married? So, the three of us are there, but my friend Katie goes, no, this is gonna happen. So she goes, you two did not kiss each other in that closet. And I was like, oh, how did you know? Me and him are facing each other. Katie's there. She's like administering a wedding, it looked like, almost. The way that we were positioned there. And so, Katie was like, you two should kiss each other. And Bruno was like, we already have. And she was like, no, you didn't. I know you didn't. And I was like, well, yeah, no, we didn't. And he was like, well, we'll do it now then. We look at each other. We both lean forward at the same time, peck each other's lips, and then lean back and go, did it. And I thought that was love. I was like, that was a magical moment. I went home and I wrote about like 10 pages in my diary. I was listening to Katy Perry being like, this song, I was meant to hear this song. I still have the diary entry somewhere. They're so embarrassing. Spoiler alert, turns out he's a gay man and I'm a lesbian. I think again, like it's just like the first kiss I have like the fond memory of, but like the stuff around it, I think.
Now that I've talked to both a late bloomer and an early bloomer, I don't think I can rate all our memories. They're all different, sure, but they all have awkward, funny, romantic pieces of humanity we can all relate to and enjoy. Besides, even if you don't have a fairy tale first kiss, that doesn't mean you'll never have that experience. I mean, you can even have those feelings without a kiss.
I feel like there's these moments, like, when I'm doing things for myself that I feel like really grateful, and I'm being like, I really like myself and I love that I did this for myself. Like 2 weeks ago, I went running on the track near our apartment and I was like, I'm just so happy right now. I feel so like that little, like, I feel loved by myself. Like, I feel like I was kind of healing my relationship with myself in that moment. And that's when I feel a little, you know?
Getting into, like, all the colleges I applied for and being like, the homeschool bitch did it. Yeah, I think that and, like, the first day of college, again, that was, like, my reimbursement in the world. I think, like, just that, like, I just feel like this day is, like, monumental, or, like, this is, like, a shift. I don't know.
What does that feeling feel like in your body? Can you feel it in your body when you get that feeling?
Yeah, I think it's like just like that, like, way too, like, the, like, shuddering, excited breath, kind of. I'm just like, something good, I guess. And just very, like, good, like in the chest, like a warm, tingly feeling.
It's like, that's where I feel.
Right? And you're like,
Special thanks to Abby and Lynn for speaking with me. Music featured today was Bethlehem Christmas by Kevin McElroyd, Sunny Days by Anno Domini Beats, Night Runaway by Ann Joan, and Hannah's Song by Chris Hagen.